Here are 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Vikings rivalry. 10. The number of rushes Brandon Jacobs has of 30 yards or more in addition to his career-long 73-yarder against the Vikings in 2010. It was the sixth longest run in Giants history.
Pascal in motion. Hand off Jacobs. Bounces it left to the outside. Jacobs to the 20. Down the left sideline. 30. Up to the 40. Across midfield. Needs a block to the 40. 35-30. Tripped up at the 20. Keeps his feet and finally tackled at the 14-yard line.
9. The number of times the Giants have beaten the Vikings in the regular season, dating back to their first meeting in 1964. The Giants, however, trailed the series 13-9. 8. The number of touchdowns Eli Manning would have to throw without a turnover to even up his interception ratio against the Vikings. In 5 career starts, Manning has thrown 3 touchdowns against 11 interceptions versus Minnesota. 7. The Giants have won 7 times on Monday night under Tom Coughlin. They're 7-4 in those games, including consecutive losses to New Orleans and Washington. Their only home game on Monday night since 2004, a 28-16 victory over St. Louis in 2011. 6. The number of rushing touchdowns former Giants running back Tiki Barber ran for against the Vikings in his career, the most in series history on either side. 5. The number of AP NFL MVP winners between the two franchises. New York has 2, quarterback Y.A. Tittle in 1963 and Lawrence Taylor in 1986. Minnesota has 3, defensive tackle Alan Page in 1971, quarterback Fran Tarkington in 1975, and reigning MVP, running back Adrian Peterson. 4. The longest losing streak to the Vikings was 4 games, stretching from 2005 to 2010. The Giants broke the skid in their last meeting, a 21-3 victory in 2010. 3. The two teams have met 3 times in the postseason, with New York leading 2-1. The Giants outscored the Vikings 80-33 in those contests, including the 41-point shutout in the 2000 NFC Championship game. 2. The Giants have twice held Adrian Peterson to fewer than 55 yards in 3 games. His second worst outing as a starter came against the Giants when he rushed 14 times for 26 yards in a 2010 meeting. 1. The number of times the Giants and Vikings have met on a neutral field. The two teams faced each other at the Detroit Lions' Ford Field on December 13, 2010, due to the Metrodome roof collapsing during a snowstorm. Meanwhile, Monday night will be the Vikings' first visit to MetLife Stadium.
Steps up, throws it to the end zone for Boss. Can he make the catch? Yes, touchdown!